Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil Returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd. Only on Paramount Plus.
Ladies and gents, welcome back. All Things Covered. Patrick Peterson and Bryant McFadden coming right back at you guys and girls. Another episode to talk about recapping a tough loss. Oh my goodness, man. I was sick to my stomach. I was throwing up everything, man. Everything I ate, I was letting it go. That's how sick I was. But we got to talk about this loss against the Cleveland Browns this past weekend. And then an early look ahead to another divisional matchup. Week 12 versus the Cincinnati Bengals. A win against Cincinnati would make me feel a lot better. And I think it's safe to say that would be the same for you guys as well. So stay tuned. We're going to talk about it. Pat P, Steelers versus the Cleveland Browns. Recap, Browns win 13-10. My prediction was Steelers winning 17-12. All right. You were 17-0 in your previous 17 one-score games, Pat P. How does it feel to be on the losing side of one of those games for the first time in a long, long time? We talked about that stat with you last week as well. We probably should have left it alone.
Definitely, probably should have left it alone. But it felt kind of awkward, you know, because like you said, I've been in those moments a lot in the last 17 games, you know, so and found ways to come out on top, you know, each and every time. So this time was a little bit awkward because this whole game, you know, even when we was down 10-0, you know, I was just saying all we need is just one play to get us back in the game. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be another one of those Steelers, Browns classic coming down to the end. And it did. It just didn't fall our way, you know. So, you know, so a couple things that we can clean up going into that last drive. I believe we played so well, you know, besides the second drive of the game, defensively, and it's that last drive, man. And that's why, you know, coaches always talk about, you know, playing 60 minutes, not 59 minutes and 59 seconds, Joe. Mm-hmm. So we just got to play a little bit cleaner on that in that last drive to, you know, get those key stops.
How did your game prep in the defensive guys' game prep changed midweek when you found out that Dorian Thompson-Robinson was going to start in place of Deshaun Watson?
Well,
did you guys have to go back to watching some preseason tape of DTR?
No, we didn't necessarily go back and watch any preseason tape. We just, you know, watched the games that he played in. Any preseason, he only played in one game, so watch the game he started in, and watch a couple games, watch the game plan, watch how the Cleveland Browns wanted to call games when Deshaun Watson was not in the lineup, because there's quite a lot of tape of that with him not in the lineup. So we just wanted to kind of get a beat of how they wanted to call the game without Deshaun.
So when you talk about how they were calling the ball game, clearly they came out with the mentality of dink and dunk, not allowing the pass rushers to kind of, you know, make DTR uncomfortable. And I think that's a smart game plan when you talk about starting a rookie quarterback. You know, you don't want him holding the football long when you got guys like TJ and Alex coming down the barrel. But when you see a team, you know, utilizing the quick game for you and for the defenders, are there any in-game adjustments you can make, or you just kind of try to continue to play that shell type defense, keeping everything in front of you?
Well, we kind of understood that going into the game, honestly, that they wasn't going to allow him to turn to you know to put them in harm's way for the most part. So we knew they was going to run the game. We run the ball. We knew they was going to commit to their running game. Mm-hmm. And run the football by committee, including him, you know. So, and we knew they was going to get, you know, Njoku involved in the screen game a lot, and that they did that as well.
Yes, sir.
We also knew when they dropped back and passed, if it was going to any of the receivers, we knew it was going to go to Amari Cooper, you know. Mm-hmm. So, only thing I could probably say in game, once we got in game, once we saw the routes that we was getting, especially with Amari Cooper. And with me having an observation, and I don't know if he was on the injury report, but when I came into the game, I'm like going into the second quarter, I'm like, man, something's not right, man. I don't know if Amari's hurt. Mm-hmm. He ain't running no routes past 10 yards, and the coordinator's not allowing the quarterback to throw anything past 10 yards. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, you know, you could play a little bit more stout at the line of scrimmage, play a little bit more heavy on the inside in certain situations, you know. So that's probably the only adjustment that I feel that we needed to make during the game.
What were the turning points of the ball game for you?
The turning points?
Yeah.
I probably say, man, when we wasn't able to flip the field position after Sully interception, although we still didn't give up points, but I feel like if we was able to flip the field position, because the defense was rolling at the time, at least get them back on 15, you know, 10 yard line, hopefully get the three and out, get those guys to punt it back. And now, you know, now the offense can be a little bit more, you know, comfortable, you know. So I'll probably say that part of the game. I think that was although that was third quarter, but I feel like we started to gain the momentum. If we was able to.
That was huge. That was a huge play.
Yeah. If we was able to do something with it, I believe we would have took the air out of the stadium, but you know, we end up going three and out, having to punt the ball. And I think we made them punt again, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm. Is it frustrating for you? I know it's very, very frustrating for fans when you see the offense punt the football so much. Like in that sequence that you just referenced in regards to getting that touch, that turnover by Sullivan, I think they went three and out and boop, punt the football, didn't have a good punt. You guys, right? Cleveland basically got the football right back with they threw the interception based on the inability to get positive yards and then a horrible punt. So for you guys defensively, especially in that ball game when it was offense was limited on both sides for the most part, but especially coming from the Pittsburgh Steelers, are you guys frustrated on the sideline? And do you guys ever say anything to the offensive guys?
Man, with me, to be honest with you, I'm not frustrated because as defenders, you know, obviously it's our job to control what we can control.
Yep.
That's obviously not allowing teams to score points, march the ball up and down the field, and create turnovers by any way that we can, you know. Mm. So I don't know, you know, what they're calling or what's going on the offensive side of the ball. You know, all we can do is continue to control what we can control. But because we understand and we all know that, you know, no matter how good the offense is or how bad it is, it's going to always be a defensive team. And we carry that on our shoulders each and every week, no matter what the offense does. Like, we have goals of ourselves of going out there, taking the ball away first and foremost, and scoring our damn selves. You know, so that's our mentality each and every time we step out on the field. And when you have guys having that type of mentality, we can give a rat's ass what happens on the other side of the ball, because if we dial in and do what we're supposed to do, not have any mislaps, not having any breakdown in communication. No, not many teams that can march up and down the field on us, especially in the second half. I mean, we've proven that week in and week out. You know, when we make our halftime adjustments, teams don't get on the scoreboard very often.
In a game like last Sunday, when you're playing against that type of defense, and heck, it might be the same storyline against Cincinnati, you know, just being on the road, field position is extremely important. That was going to be a field position ball game. That's why they were able to score the points they scored, because they benefited from good field position. Two things that hurt you guys. Special teams punting the football wasn't good at all. Wasn't good. And offensively, just never got an opportunity to get a rhythm. And I understand we had that Jaylen Warren outstanding touchdown run, which was a great play, well-designed, well-blocked. He made a guy miss, and he just utilized speed. But outside of that, didn't really get anything from the offense outside of that one splash play. So at some point in time, offensively, they got to come to the party. They got to come to the party. Pat, it's a free party, free admission. They got good music, good food, good beverages. You just got to show up. That's all they got to do. Get to the party. Because I understand, and you're in the game and you're talking like a player, that's how you're supposed to talk. But how sustainable is it when one side has all the pressure? When you guys play a football game, based on how we've seen it over the last few weeks, you guys got to go into that ball game knowing, man, we can't surrender more than 13 points.
Yeah.
We got to play flawless. And that puts what? More pressure on you guys. You guys start pressing to make plays. Because in that ball game, I said, defensively, they got to score. Because our offense couldn't score outside of that one long run. So, at question for you, I know you just got there, so you're not really a senior in the organization, but who would you say is the leader on the offense, or who are the leaders on the offense?
That's a good question, Mac.
That's the problem.
Like, I feel
Hold on. Before you even answer the question, I'm going to ask you another question. Who would you say are the leaders on the defensive side?
Oh, man, it's a bunch of them.
Throw me out a few names. You ain't got to throw out a few names.
Cam, TJ, Alex, Mink.
Yeah. Okay. So the first question I asked Pat P for our listeners and our viewers, who would you say are the leaders on the offensive side? He had to think. That's the problem. Because when you guys are screwing up, hypothetically speaking, if you guys are screwing up on the defensive side, there are quite a few guys that would call the troops together and say, hey, get it in line. Right? Right or wrong?
Right.
And there are quite a few guys that if they were to do that in a game on the sideline, everybody's going to be attentive and listen. Right or wrong?
Right.
Offensively, who's that guy?
You got to find that guy, man.
That's the issue, too. If you're telling me you got to find that guy during the season, that should already been established before the season starts. Because you got to, in these moments like what we just witnessed Sunday.
But Matt, think about this as well. Like, this is not an excuse. Like, we have, on the offensive side of the ball, it's very many guys that really played a ton of football and really had an opportunity to lead a room. And they haven't had many guys to really show them how to lead a room. So I feel like, you know, if that's my job, to do a better job at, you know, giving Kenny nuggets on how to, you know, grab the bull by the horn, although I've never been on the offensive side of the ball, but maybe giving him some nuggets on how to galvanize the troops, how to get the troops together, how to get everybody to buy in to what the hell coach got, you know, what coach want to call, or his philosophy. Because we're right there, man. I tell guys all the time, man, that the window in the NFL and your playing career and the opportunity to do something special is this big, man. And a lot of people think it lasts forever. So you must and you have to take advantage of the opportunities that you have in front of you, because you never know when you won't have another opportunity. You know what I mean? So, you know, we're in a very, very blessed, you know, field and situation right now, because we still have an opportunity to control our own destiny.
No question.
That's why I want to continue to harp on and have the guys understand, if we just put our heads down and focus on the tasks that we have to focus on each and every week, we're going to be right where we want to be. We just got to control what we can control. And that's winning ball games. That's respecting the process throughout the week, so we can get those W's on Sunday.
And also, too, for that to become a reality, we got to see instant change now. Now, two things is going to happen from what we witnessed this past Sunday, Pat P, in my opinion. That loss, how super devastating it was, because, you know, you played against a third string quarterback on the road and you were right there, and that's the divisional game. Either that's going to bring the guys together, where you establish a sense of leadership, pride, to go out and fight, or it's going to create a disconnect. You know what I mean? So now this is where you really go. This is where the rubber meets the road, where you got to look yourself in the mirror and say, man, screw all the excuses, screw all what we think should be done or what shouldn't be done. Go out and get the job done. And hopefully at some point in time, there's a sense of leadership established, leadership establishing on the offensive side. Because right now, if you don't have a leader, you don't have an individual that can get people together, get the morale going. Because one side plays with juice. You know what I mean? The other side really don't play with the same juice. And that's a problem. Yeah. That is a problem. You know what I mean? And that's an issue, I think. You got to have juice. And you guys got too many guys on the defensive side that can be a leader. And the guys ain't doing it right on the second. In the secondary, you got guys like Mika. You know what I mean? The up front guys, Cam. You know what I mean? TJ. Mm-hmm. Offensively, ain't you talked about the lack of seniority. Yeah, that's an issue. But now somebody got to step up. And I think me personally, Pat P, when you play the quarterback position, that's a leadership position, my guy. Mm-hmm. That's a leadership position. And you got to make sure at some point in time, going through trials and tribulations, that's what we got to do. Let's get the guys together. And that's what we're missing, in my opinion. Yeah, but before we transition to the Bengals preview, can I complain to you real quick, Pat P, about what really got me going Sunday?
Go ahead and tell me.
Yep. All right. So when the drive before the final field goal drive for the Browns, when you guys, the defense forced them to punt, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, we got extra football. We're going to overtime. I said, two things going to happen. Either offense drive, get a field goal into field goal range for Boz, we kick it, or we go to overtime. That's what I thought. So I can't remember the exact time on the clock at that time, but I think it was around 1:41. There you go. So Cleveland punts the football, 1:41. First play, we throw the ball, which confused the heck out of me, because I'm like, man, we got to utilize the time, the clock. The clock is on our side, right? Defense was playing good football. The clock is on our side. First play, pass. Incomplete. Pat Fee, we probably, ran 2 seconds off the clock? 3 seconds? Yep. So I said, second down, got to be a run. Screen draw, it got to be a run. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is a run for sure, because you want the clock to run. You want to force them to either utilize their timeouts or force them to kind of get in cruise control and be like, okay, overtime is what we're going to do. We're going to win it with our defense. The same thing I was thinking with our defense. Second down, pass. I said, what the freak? Now, mind you, it ain't like the passing game was really doing anything all game. Pass game, it wasn't. So I'm like, second down, it's second and 10. You got to run the ball. We throw the ball. Incompletion. I said, well, dang. I said, well, we all know what's going to happen third down. I think we're going to throw it for sure right now. Third down, we threw the ball, Pat P. Incompletion. Three straight plays, we utilized maybe 12, 15 seconds off the clock. So if you're Cleveland, now you say, oh, boy, they gave us a window of opportunity. I said, so now we punt the football, Pat P. So I said, okay, if we can at least flip the field position, right, defense can bolt it back. Guess what happened, Pat P? It was a 20-something-yard punt. 20-something-yard punt. I said, I can't believe this. So now as a defender, you know how it is, Pat P. When you're in that situation, you can't really be too aggressive because you don't want to be too aggressive than one or two plays. They're already in field goal range for a makeable field goal. Mm-hmm. So in that situation, it's almost like the position, the situation is in favor of the offensive player. Mm-hmm. And guess what happened? Three or four plays, they're in field goal range. Now, in my mind, Pat P., like I said, two things happen. We attempt the field goal or we go into overtime. Or by the time we punt the football back to Cleveland, there ain't enough clock for them to feel confident in a third string quarterback to try to take shots to get in field goal range. But right. No, we ran three plays in a matter of 12 to 15 seconds. And they didn't use one timeout. When I saw that, that was our window right there, Pappy.
Yeah, man. I thought the same thing, but
something to learn from.
Yeah, just something to learn from. Here we are, 6-4.
You're still six and four, looking on to the dango Bengals. Yeah, and that make that loss makes this game that much more important.
Man, I always say every game in November, December is important.
It's important. Yeah, but
every last one of them. But just because you're gonna go through the cycle, your carousel of your divisional opponents. The last game is always your versus a divisional opponent. And that's when you're going to start seeing more of the playoff team. The intensity picks up a little bit more. The atmosphere is a little bit thicker. Like, it's just something just different about November, December football. So every game is a must win, in my opinion, November, December, if you want to really separate yourself.
And also, too, what makes that loss so disheartening? Yeah, I said disheartening. It's because they had that third string quarterback playing.
I know, man.
I know how NFL go. It ain't no guaranteed win.
Yeah.
There are some ball games where the likelihood of this team winning is more likely than other in some ball games.
Right. I just feel like, you know, we lost against a third string quarterback because he was, you know, obviously getting the snaps.
Hey, no. Y'all ain't lost to a third string quarterback. Chris. Yeah, that's right. It wasn't like he was out there giving y'all hell. Right. No, we not doing that. I know. Yeah. We not going to sit here and say, yeah, DTR was cutting up. No. He made a few plays here and there, but they didn't win because of him. Now, he didn't screw up outside of that interception, but dang, they minimized the game for him too. They simplified.
Yeah.
They won because their defense made more plays and they had great field position.
Yeah.
That's it,
man. We just gotta get that killer instinct as a team. Like, as a team, like, when I say as a team, I mean all three phases. Like, we talked about the juice. Like, we all gotta be on that same tip, man, when we step out on that field, because we got the dudes to do it.
Happy, you got another. Well, yeah, Jake Brown is not a third stringer, but he's a second stringer, and that's who up next. So we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, the Bengals preview.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
Pat P, Sunday, Cincinnati, the next ball game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. There's a lot that has happened with the Cincinnati Bengals, to say the least. Last Thursday night, they lost their franchise quarterback, Joe Burrow, LSU alum. Go Tigers. Yeah. LSU alum. So he is done for the season. You know, hearing that, when you heard that, of course, you wasn't getting ready to play against Cincinnati. He was getting ready for Cleveland. But what was your reaction when you heard that Joe Burrow was done?
Man, I saw the game. I was actually watching the game because I knew that was our next opponent. So I wanted like an extra beat on him. And it's crazy that you say that, man. Watching that, just going back to July, I was like, man, Joe ain't healthy, man. And I'm not even in the locker room. Just obviously seeing, you know, the calf injury and the way he played early on, he just wasn't playing with that same fire that we was used to seeing.
Mm-hmm.
With that same that swag and that attitude, that fire in his eye that we was used to seeing. I'm like, man, Joe, something ain't right with Joe. Then obviously all this stuff started coming out with, you know, the stuff wrapped on his hand. You know, the team wasn't reporting that. You know,
this, yeah, which is some BS. They talking about, so, they weren't aware. Stop lying.
Right. So stop lying. It was tough to see Joe go out because obviously, you know, I know he's a trooper. He want to be out there for his guys, but he just didn't look like himself from the beginning of the year, to be quite honest with you. And it sucks to see him go down, you know, with the injury. But, you know, hopefully he comes back. Not hopefully. I know he's going to come back, you know, stronger and better than he ever was. Because he that's one thing I will say about Joe. He love a challenge, man. So I can't wait to see, you know, what the outcome is going to be for him on the other side of this. But I hated to see him go down in that manner, in that way. Mm-hmm. Obviously, always rooting for my LSU Tigers. Except for when we going against him, but you know, it sucked to see him go down that way for sure.
Yeah. And with that being said, Jake Browning steps in as a starting quarterback the rest of the way. Clearly he will be starting against the Pittsburgh Steelers this Sunday. You know, when you talk about playing against a guy similar to what you guys had last week in DTR, not having a lot of film out on them, you know, how do you prepare for a guy that hasn't really played a lot on this level?
They're going to do the same thing. They're going to run. They're not going to throw the ball, Pat. Well, I will say this. They will throw the ball past 10 yards just because of the receiver they have. He has the ability to get, you know, down the field.
Yeah.
But that will only be probably a go ball. It won't be like no stuff that the quarterback got to sit back there and digest and see what the safety is and this, that, and another. It's going to be he know where he's going with the ball, and that's up the sideline. Mm-hmm. The safest throw for him to give his receiver an opportunity to make a play on the ball. But other than that, it's going to be the same thing. They're going to run the football by committee. Obviously, we know Joe Mixon is obviously a very dangerous running back and can carry the load for the Cincinnati Bengals team. So we know we're going to get a heavy dose of him. We know we're going to get screens in all forms and fashion. And, you know, if it is drop back pass and not down the sideline, it's going to be very intermediate throws, star concepts, flat concepts, just easy throws for the quarterback and not giving him an opportunity to screw it up. So we'll see what happens Sundays, but that's what I'm expecting going into the game.
So you talk about Jake Browning and this offense might show similar traits or a few different things here or there. You know, for Jake Browning to have a good game, you know, he got to throw the football at some point in time. And for him, the luxury he has is good pass catchers, you know.
That's what I was about to say. That's the difference.
Yeah, that's the difference. He got some guys. And, you know, you played against Jamar Chase his first game a few years ago when you were with Minnesota.
Minnesota, yeah.
Yeah, Minnesota, right?
2021.
Yeah, his first game against Minnesota. And you've seen a lot of him, you know, just highlights and things like that. You know, what have you seen in regards to the growth to where he is now in his career compared to the first game years ago, week one against Minnesota?
Man, you know, when I first got an opportunity to, you know, to see him, you know, he was a baby. You know, it was his first game in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, I'll never forget, you know, he really didn't have a really good preseason because he had a real bit bad habit of dropping passes. In the preseason, mm-hmm. I'll never forget Coach coming in there talking about how many passes that he dropped during preseason, just like easy passes too, like go balls right in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be damned, he ain't dropped no passes against us.
No. I remember that preseason, he did have a few issues with the drops. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember he had a few issues with the drops.
So I know he didn't have no issue dropping the ball against us when we played him week one, but just to see, you know, where he started and where he is now, I'm not surprised.
Mm-hmm.
But to see, you know, how he really, not only him, but him and Justin, I don't want to, you know, put Justin in and steal his thunder right now, but just to see how they just took the game and put it in a chokehold, man. And just
LSU really, boys, no question.
Yeah, really just left off, you know, where it all started in college and bringing it to the pros was like, yeah, man, we did that in college. We can do it here too. Yep. So it was awesome to see their mentality and their belief in themselves that they are the best at what they do.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the last few weeks they didn't have T. Higgins. We don't know his status just yet, but when he's in the lineup as well, you know, makes that offense even more dangerous in regards to throwing the football. One thing I did notice when Jake Browning got into the ball game against the Ravens, they did a great job in putting pressure on him. You know, he did extend plays with his legs, making things happen, but, you know, they made things difficult for him, collapsing the pocket, and hopefully the offensive strategy won't won't prevent our edge rushers and pass rushers to be able to put pressure on a guy like Jake Browning. Big ball game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Big ball game. AFC North matchup again. 2 weeks in a row on the road against the AFC foe. It's prediction time. Ladies and gents, get your popcorn ready. Get your notes ready. All right. So last week, I predicted Pittsburgh to win by 5. They actually lost by 3. Now, the under definitely had hit. Final score was 13-10. My under was set at 29, so with the under hit. But for this ball game, I think we do better when I give two predictions, Pat P. When I give two predictions.
Yeah, give three if you got it.
Yeah, you're right. I might need to get three because I gave two before. I'm going to get three. All right, score prediction. 23-14, Pittsburgh win.
I like 23. I like anything in the 20s for us.
All right, no question. We praying for a 20-point ball game. Let's go. Kenny Pickett is going to throw two touchdowns. All right. Offense will have 400 yards of total offense. That's what I'm saying right there. 23-14, Pittsburgh win. Kenny Pickett will throw
two touchdowns. KP. And 400 yards of offense.
Pat P, if all three of those things happen, I might take a shot for you.
Please. I know you don't like them.
You know, I don't drink none of that devil's nectar. I don't drink the devil's nectar. But that devil's nectar, I don't like that.
They ain't the devil's nectar, man.
That's what the old people call it. The old folks call it devil's
man,
nectar.
Good Lord, drink wine.
Boy, I'm talking about, I'm going to take a shot of hard liquor if this happens. I ain't sipping on no red or no white wine. This is going to be hard liquor. Though. So no, sir. So if that happened, I said I might have to take a shot.
There you go. If that hit, if all things covered, viewers and listeners, you hear it here first. If all three of those hit, me and Matt are taking a shot.
Pat, you drank.
I understand that, but I'm gonna take one with you.
Of what? What you gonna take a shot of? You got that expensive liquor. I went to Pat P house one time. He had some alcohol I never heard of before. I said, that must be rich people stuff. I said, where did they come from?
Did you like my setup though, man?
You got a good, cool setup now, but you got to have alcohol that people could have seen or they can read the label. No, you can't have no alcohol where nobody can't understand what they say. We don't even know what.
Is my house exclusive?
Say no more then.
I can't give you no Walmart brand.
You can't. What's wrong with Little Hen? A Little Hen dog. A little Hennessy. Little Patron. Little tequila.
I don't drink Hennessy anyway. But I do have brown liquor for my guests. But it ain't no Hennessy. Come on, man.
I'm sorry. I'm talking to Pat P. I'm sorry, Patrick Peterson. That's who I'm talking to.
What am I serving my guests? I got the Medusa, the Versace glasses, know. Man.
Did you
see Medusa at the bottom?
No question.
All right.
No question.
So I can't put Henny in that.
No, you can't. You got to put Henny. Yeah, no disrespect. Yeah, we welcome all sponsorships.
Yeah, no disrespect to Henny.
Yeah, you just had alcohol I never heard of before. Like, what triggers that? Like,
because when I travel, man, I be bringing stuff back with me, man. All them fancy, nice bottles. Like, I like it. I like the setup. I like the give a little history behind it. Because what happened when you was like, man, where you get this from? I was like, yeah, man, I'm such and such. I got this from da 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 da. I even had a tequila that had gold flakes in it, huh, Matt?
No question. It looked good too. I'm not a drinker, so I'm not about to partake, but it looked like that could do something to your soul.
I'm gonna drink that when I retire. That's gonna be the first time I pop that open.
That ain't been open yet.
Nah, I ain't open. I bought it in Dubai for that reason.
Mm. Yeah.
What the gold stand for?
What it stand for?
Come on, man. Don't be crazy.
What the gold stand for?
Come on, man. Don't be crazy, Matt.
I'm not a drinker, Pat P. Help me. Inform me. The gold jacket.
That's the gold, man.
You're going to be in Ken.
That's the gold. No question. That's the goal.
And if you want me to give your speech coming up, I get them fired up, boy. I give them what they're looking for. I don't know how much time they allow me to have, but they better give me a time limit, because if they don't, you already know. I'm letting the world know. And now, like I do for MJ fadeaway. My goal. That's what I. You better give me a time to say, hey, man, you only can talk for 5 minutes. You
hey, sure? Man, right. That's the goal, man. That is the goal.
Or
man.
You pop that one. You're right. You say that. You say that the buy bottle when that happened.
Yeah, that's so, the goal.
All right, Pat. You owe us a Waffle House visit at the end of the season.
Hey, man, did I agree upon that?
Huh?
Huh? Did I agree upon that I was going to go to Waffle House when I did not get an interception? What did the fans say? Because we put a poll out, right?
Yeah, they say you should go.
No, Eric. What they say? Hey, jump in.
Check
what
the stats,
they say, Eric?
They said he should go. We had more comments saying Pat should go because that basically was a turnover. He created a turnover.
Oh,
I read it. Yeah. We don't have lots of YouTube comments, and the majority of those comments said Pat B should go. So that's what we're doing. So since you're going to Waffle House at the end of the season, if all three of these things happen, I'll take a shot at that devil's nectar.
All right.
And I don't drink neither, but I got a lot of options as well. I ain't got no Dubai bottle. But I got some options, and I take a shot.
Hey, but you do drink wine, though, huh?
No.
You never drank wine before either?
I don't sip wine. I don't drink no wine, man. I drink water. I don't drink none of the partakes in the devil's nectar.
Man, I'm you can drink some wine, Mac.
Well, I could, but I don't. It's nasty. Wine doesn't taste good. I have the taste bud of a toddler.
Hey, I got
like
some
spicy
wine
food.
For you, my guy, that I got from South Africa. Woo! Hey, we're going to have a game back when I get home, man. So
yeah, we play Boo Ray and I'm going to boo you.
Nah, we ain't playing this. This going to be a game night. There ain't no Boo Ray.
Hmm?
No.
I'm going to boo you.
Nah, we ain't booing. We're going to play some Big Wiz.
I won't play Boo Ray.
You mean no?
I don't know nothing about no Biz Wiz. That's not like for old folks. Shout out to all the elderly people listening to us, by the way.
It's just spades. It's just call it a different name. It's just played differently. Come on, man. It's just like, honestly, I think you will like Bidwiz because it's just like, it's almost a form of Blu-ray. So it's spades, but then you have to bid. You have to, so the dealer, whoever the dealer is, he flip over a trump.
Uh-huh.
So whatever trump he flip over, that is what the spade is for that game. So now you're looking in your hand, and now you give away, you know, you give away your bats or whatever, and then you get, you know, whatever new cards that you want. So if you got, say for instance, the dealer flips over a heart, and you got three hearts,
you keep them.
You want to keep those and get rid of whatever bad cards you think that's not going to win.
Just like Boo Ray.
Exactly. And that's why I say it's more excitement because it's early and there'd be a lot of neck chopping.
Mm.
A lot more excitement than regular spades because now you really have to bid your hand. Ain't no sandbagging because that's going to show. And it just cut all of that out of it. It's way more excitement. It is an old folks game.
Yeah, that sounds like an old folks game. Shouts out to the elderly people.
Yep.
I might have to try that, but I am the Blu-ray king, so I like playing Blu-ray. But I played Blu-ray
a couple times last time we played.
Oh, Lord, you just threw a pick. I'm sorry. You ain't booed me. All right, so 23-14.
My next door neighbor, I booed you a couple times. Why?
Kenny throws two touchdowns with 400 yards, and me and Pat P take a shot. Mac Main takes a shot. All right, that happened. That's how much I want to see you guys win, and I want to see offensive production. I'm willing to put my drink on the line for you guys, Pat P.
Hey, you know what? Better yet, I don't know if Kevin Hart's watching this or if he's ever watching this.
What happened?
Kevin Hart's tequila?
It's pretty good.
Man, I don't know if it's the first white Reposado, but man, I'm digging that.
Mm, shots out the kid. What's the name of his liquor?
Grand Cameo or something like that. Let me see. Hold on. I'm gonna look it up right now.
Grand Cameo.
Let me see. Yeah, Grand Cameo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. That's smooth. Man, we gotta get Kevin Hart on the show, man. Somehow, some way. We know he's a big Eagles fan, NFL fan. I would just like to talk some. You know, some ball with him and some shit.
Kevin Hart's
Kevin Hart's He's a funny dude, man. I just want to just break some bread with him.
No question. And drink some of his liquor.
Exactly. That Devers.
You drink while I just sit here and partake.
Now, if we get Kevin Hart, you got to have some of that Devers nectar with us. We all got to be a little tipsy.
You trying to turn me into a drunk?
No.
On a live podcast?
No. I didn't say that. Ain't nothing wrong with a drink, man.
You're right. Listen. I got a toddler taste, but if y'all win the rest of the way, I take a shot for every win. If that means for y'all to win, I take a shot after every game.
Okay.
That's how much I love the Steelers. If y'all win, well, no. For this game, all three of these got to happen.
Yeah. And if all three of those happen, and we win.
Yeah, when y'all win. Then the following week, y'all just outright win.
No, I get that. I ain't going to be like you. The three prediction has to hit.
Yeah.
And after that, every win, you have to take a shot. Not winning on out. After every win, you got to take a shot.
No, we got to revisit that one.
No. I ain't revisit what you said. I said, all right, I'll do it.
But I didn't give you any extra bets, anything like that. I just gave you one. What are you talking about? I feel like
that's just one.
You're trying to lose with me. Huh?
That's just one as well.
No. You said if these three hit after every win, I take a shot. What if y'all going to winning streak?
You said after every win, I might have to take a shot.
I said might. What happened if y'all get on a winning streak?
Keep shotting because that shot started it.
The shot started it. Hey man, let's let the fans vote on that, man. Let's take it to the people, man.
Are we going to get a real poll this time?
I said the comments. I read more comments that said you should go to Waffle House than more comments that say you shouldn't go. Therefore, that poll say you're going. This week, all three just hit. Kenny, you throw two touchdown passes. Y'all win this ball game. And if that offense gave us we haven't had a 400-yard game in I don't know how long it's been. It's been so long. Eric, when the last time Steelers had 400 yards of total offense? Can you find that?
Last time you brought it up, I remember you saying like 57 or something. Oh, 58
games. How many seasons is that?
Man, that's like
17. The last 3 years have been 17 years, right?
Yeah.
Three plus years? Oh, man. Yeah. The streak will be broken this Sunday, Steeler fans. And it's because of me and my willingness to take a shot.
I think you need to come to the game.
Since it? I can't come.
Okay.
I'd be too emotionally involved in person. Mm. It ain't good for my soul. I'd rather watch on TV. And then also, too, I'm involved in so much fantasy football. I need that red zone package. I need to see everything. That red zone is the best thing going on Sunday. I ain't lying to you. I can watch every game, almost. With fantasy. Wait, nothing better than Red Zone. Red Zone is the best show ever. Red Zone is even better than Law & Order. Law & Order is my favorite show. SVU. I love Law & Order. But Red Zone, Pat P. Oh, yeah. I thought you was going to get you one. Pat, you got 9 PBUs quietly on the year, too. Before we go, let's talk about it. You got 9 PBUs quietly on the year. You overdue for a pick. That means.
No, I do. I am definitely overdue for a pick, man. It's going to come, Mac. I just really haven't had a real opportunity to go after the ball, man, to be quite honest with you. Because on that stop route that I broke up against Mari, I had a good beat on it, but the quarterback, if you go back and look, my hand was on his back because I wanted to secure the tackle in that sunlight. Coming off that side of the field, man, I don't know what it was. It's just that you really can't get a good, beat on the ball, but I just played it safe. Because I obviously didn't want to miss it and have him turn up the field and go for six. But they're coming.
Yeah, just be patient. But you're getting your hands on footballs, man. That's a good thing to see as well. So hope you guys enjoyed our show. Pat P gave us, his assessment on the game. I spoke for the people, for the fans, for the most part. That's my job. And we just came to the conclusion that I'll take a shot if all three predictions happen, most importantly with the win. Pittsburgh win, 2 touchdowns from Kenny Pickett, 400 yards total offense. That's a good shot. And we and Pat P will figure out what we're going to, because he said he's going to take a shot as well. I think he should take two shots since he's a drinker. And no, I'm not.
There you go. There you go again. There you go again.
What?
There you go again.
I don't understand what I said wrong.
Why I have to take two shots? You should be the one taking two shots.
I don't drink. What are we doing?
Who?
Okay, we drink one shot then. That's okay.
All right. There you go. Thank you.
Even though you're a drinker, but okay, we take one shot. And for anybody else that want to take a shot with us together to celebrate this.
It's called me a drinker.
Yeah, it's okay. You grown. You drink, right? It's okay. You're professional.
I like to have a drink.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nah, drinker sound bad. No.
Okay.
No. I'm not a drinker.
You drink here or there. Is that better?
There you go. I like to have a drink on special occasions when I'm out. You know, with the wife, with the boys.
Yeah.
I have a drink. I like a little devil's nectar. I ain't like you.
Devil's nectar. There ain't nothing wrong with a little devil's nectar.
I drink a little devil's nectar.
Yeah. And we're going to take these shots, these winning shots on Sunday. And for anybody that want to partake in our shot taking together, we welcome you. That's what we do. That's how sick I am. I want to take a shot for y'all to win. I want y'all to win, so I'm going to take a shot. That's how we're going. Yeah. That's what we're going to do, Pepe.
Yeah. I'm with it. I like
that's
it.
That's what.
I like it.
Fans, tune in. Listen, when it happens Sunday, those three predictions, just know Mac Main, B-Mac, is going to take a shot or whatever alcohol, devil's nectar. It might do something to my chest, might put some extra hair on my chest, but I'm ready. I think it's going to happen. Pat P, get you some rest. You got Jake Brownie coming up from the, you know what school, you know what college he went to?
No.
Hey, you know it's bad when you playing against a quarterback. You don't even know what school he went to. He went to Washington.
Yeah, no, man.
University of Washington. He did some numbers at Washington, too, when he was there. He did some numbers, man.
He's a capable man because he's a backup, so.
No question. He wouldn't be capable if he wasn't a backup. He wouldn't
exactly.
Even be,
so, yeah. I'm not looking past him at all. I'm sorry I did not know what school he went to.
But man, y'all whole defense probably don't know what school he go to. Y'all exactly. Figure out when y'all get the scout report. But.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I just be watching so much college football. I pretty much know a lot of people. DTR went to UCLA. DTR was nice.
I know that. I did know that because there was a lot on ABC a lot last year when he was in college. So I used to have an opportunity to watch him play.
Yeah, he went to UCLA.
So. I used to call him little Travis Scott when he was there. I was like, look at little Travis Scott out there.
He do favor Travis Scott a little bit. He do favor Travis Scott. All right. Well, Pat P, get you some rest.
We'll do, my guy.
And, we see you on Sunday.
Yes, sir. Until next time.
Yep.
Peace.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount+.